I'm here today with Jamie Arrowsmith, the rehearsal conductor of the Sudbury Symphony Orchestra. We're here to talk about the Sudbury Symphony's first concert of its 38th season on September 28th at 8 p.m. at Glad Tidings Church. The theme of the concert is So Spirited. Spirited about this concert?
Well, I mean, the music itself is quite spirited in a lot of places. It's just absolutely great repertoire, but the spirit that we're referring to in the theme for this concert has to do with the spirit of patriotism, the spirit of loving one's country and the things about it that we really love. And the pieces on the program are all examples by people who really loved their country and who really loved what they do in their country. And in the case of the Brook Concerto, which is the second piece on the program, we're really, really happy to be able to showcase some of Canada's great talent in the form of our soloist for that piece. So we're able to really celebrate the spirit of what we can do as Canadians here.
The first piece by Claude Champagne, it's called Paysanna. How is this something that displays pride in the country?
Well, I think there are two things about programming this piece which display the great kind of pride and spirit that we're talking about with this concert. The first is that this is a Canadian composer, Quebec composer, a very celebrated Canadian composer who writes just great, fun music to play and to listen to. And it celebrates the countryside that he was familiar with and in love with. So in that sense, we're celebrating the spirit of Canadian music by having this piece on the program. But the other reason that this celebrates spirit, the spirit of patriotism, is that this year is actually a special year if you're British. This year is the Jubilee year of Queen Elizabeth II. It was in 1953 that she was crowned the Queen of England. And so this piece was actually commissioned by the CBC in honor of that event, to celebrate that coronation. So it's fitting that we're celebrating not only great Canadian music, but that we're celebrating a huge event. Really, it was a worldwide event. People from all over the world watched and experienced this. But certainly, if you're from the UK, this is a year to be really proud and to celebrate. So in that sense, this piece serves two purposes in supporting the spirit that we're talking about in this concert.
So the second piece on the program is Brooks G minor violin concerto. What's some historical background on this piece?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, this piece was first premiered in 1866 with the composer himself, Max Bruch, conducting the premiere. And the premiere was played by a violinist which probably no one has ever heard of, named Otto von Königslaw. That may not be significant to anyone, even if you're an aficionado of violin performance history. However, what is significant is that this piece was then revised and rewritten to a certain extent with the help of a very famous violinist from the time, Joseph Joachim, who also premiered the Brahms Concerto and several other big solo works for violin. He was the big violin player of the day. And so he made the second, I guess you could say, the real world premiere of this piece in 1867. And so from that sense, this piece got a really great kickstart to its career as a piece because of that endorsement. We are really happy to have a Canadian violinist who is making quite a name for herself right now as well. This is Nicole Lee. She's going into her second year of university, and we're really, really pleased to have her playing this piece with the symphony on this program. It's a very exciting piece. The second movement in particular is probably the most memorable, just extremely lyrical and full of all sorts of romanticism and beautiful and sweeping melodies. I think the audience will probably recognize it, but they will also come away loving it for sure. Thank you.
And in the second half of the program, we've got Smetana's Mavlast, or My Homeland, which is a cycle of six tone poems. Tone poems being sort of a romantic idea of a picture, a theme of some sort written for orchestra. So the Sudbury Symphony will be performing three of those movements. First of all, the Moldau, and then From Bohemia's Woods and Fields, and Blanik, which is, I understand, the name of a mountain in the Czech Republic. So first of all, the Moldau. I think this is the most famous portion of the work, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the piece that I think the audience will most recognize out of this cycle, or at least out of the three movements from the cycle that we'll be performing. The Moldau is a river. It's a river that runs through the city of Prague, but it also starts from a very, very small sort of source. It starts from actually two springs. One is a cold spring, and one is a hot spring. And those two springs, you know, the water from those springs converge and form the beginnings of the River Moldau, which sort of meanders through hills and past fields. And then as it gathers speed, it gets towards the city of Prague, and it comes over the St. John's Rapids, which is, sort of where the water picks up a lot of speed. And then it kind of glides majestically through the city on its way out to join up with the larger river on its way into Germany. So the imagery that comes along with this music is really quite stunning.
Yeah, all of this is depicted in the music, isn't it?
That's right. And it sort of expands as the river starts to get bigger and moves a little faster. More instruments of the orchestra join in. The tempo starts to pick up. The phrase starts to move forward a little bit. And then the composer takes us from there through all of these different scenes which happen on the river's route through the countryside and out to open water.
What are some of the scenes we see? You mentioned the St. John's Rapids.
Right. I mean, there are sort of three or four iconic moments in this piece that can be referred back to the landscape which Smetana was trying to evoke. And the first one is the opening, which I just mentioned, about the convergence of these two ideas, where the flute starts with one idea, and then the clarinet starts with the other idea, and then they join together, just like the convergence of the two streams. Another of the more famous moments in this music comes when we get to the country dance. You have to imagine yourself on this river, moving through the countryside, and then all of a sudden we see a wedding in progress on a field by the riverbank, and people are dancing, and it's very raucous kind of atmosphere. And so the music that accompanies that scene is equally raucous and a lot of fun and energetic. Both already mentioned the scene of the St. John's Rapids, the Cascades of St. John's. This is where the music starts to pick up a lot of energy, it starts to get a little bit more turbulent, and you can just see the water tossing itself over the rocks at that moment in the music. It's really, really quite evocative. And then one of the other big moments is when we get to the castle of Vyšehrad, which is a big castle overlooking the city and overlooking the river Moldau itself, and you sort of get this grandiose splendor in the music as it opens up when you see the castle looming before you. So the way that the composer links the landscape to this music is really quite stunning, and it's extremely well done, and it really does evoke the spirit of pride in one's beautiful geography, which I think is something that Canadians can certainly appreciate coming from such a broad and beautiful country ourselves.
Another movement, another one that the SSO will perform. Smetana describes the Bohemia's woods and fields. So this is the second movement that we're going to present, and here is evoked the grandeur of the forest, and then also another village festival. And then the third movement we'll present is called Blanik. What can you tell us about this?
Well, as you mentioned, Blanik refers to a mountain in Bohemia, and the story that goes along with this is actually, I think, really cool. The story is that sleeping inside the mountain are the knights led by Saint Wenceslas, who is the patron saint of Czech Republic. And the story goes that he and his knights will reawaken to defend the country in its greatest hour of need, which I think is pretty cool. So you can imagine the kind of epic sound that's going to go along with that kind of narrative. So this music really does have a very heroic kind of theme to it. It has almost a hammering quality to it at the beginning, when you almost like the knights are hammering at the walls of the mountain to let them out and do their job. So, you know, a piece that starts that way can only get exciting as it goes.
Yeah.
So I think the audience is really going to enjoy this finale to these three movements.
And that really seems to speak to the spirit of patriotism too, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It really is evocative of the way people really do feel about the history and the geography and just the spirit of the places where they're from.
Yeah, and the theme that runs through this concert. I'd like to thank Jamie Arrowsmith for speaking with me today, and we hope to see you at the Sudbury Symphony Orchestra's first concert of its 38th season, called So Spirited, September 28th at 8 p.m. at Black Tigers. We hope to see you there.